Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Russ Thomason.
We're not going to put up with these kind of assaults on law and order by people who shouldn't even be in our country.
President Trump on yesterday's ambush of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. They were shot, allegedly, by an Afghan national. 29-year-old Ramanella Lochinwall came to the U.S. in 2021. The victims are hospitalized in critical condition, and following the shooting, hundreds more National Guard troops will be deployed to the streets of D.C. as the processing of immigration applications from Afghan nationals is put on hold. The death toll from a high-rise fire in Hong Kong has risen to 55. The BBC's Danny Vincent says crews continue battling the flames which erupted yesterday.
Firefighters worked through the night in an attempt to get the huge blaze under control. Close to 300 people are still unaccounted for, and there are fears that many residents were trapped inside the buildings. The authorities say they have arrested construction company executives on suspicion of manslaughter connected to flammable materials. An investigation is underway into the causes of the fire. The authorities say that its rapid spread was unusual. Local media have reported that bamboo scaffolding surrounded the buildings, which are undergoing renovations.
It's a windy forecast for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. So what about all those towering balloons? Not to worry, says parade coordinator Kathleen Wright.
All of our balloons have this flight analysis that tells our balloon teams how high they can fly the balloons in different wind conditions.
And spectators will have to bundle up today with feel-like temperatures in the low to the mid-30s at parade time. Wall Street is closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday. Tomorrow it's back to business, but it's an abbreviated trading day. The market will be closing at 1 p.m. Eastern. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding in the middle of rush hour traffic to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything from online to hybrid courses and lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. No application fee if you apply by May 30th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
As artificial intelligence becomes more common, more about its risks and its rewards, our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
We must grapple with AI, says Colonel McGinnis.
It's something incredibly important, and you can't ignore it.
Some 60% of Americans overall, 74% of those under 30, use AI to find information at least some of the time, according to a recent AP-NORC poll.
It's impacting every aspect of our lives today, and there are very serious and legal accountability issues related to it other than national security.
Colonel McGinnis has written AI for Mankind's Future, a Christian perspective on the high-tech revolution. George Williams reporting.
Pope Leo has landed in Turkey on his first foreign trip. He's fulfilling Pope Francis's plans to mark an important Christian anniversary and bring a message of peace to the region. News and analysis, townhall.com. Thanks to an alert cop, bloodshed may have been averted.
The Department of Homeland Security says two Virginia brothers have been arrested, adding they allegedly plotted to kill immigration officers. The agency says John and Mark Bennett were taken into custody on the 19th of November. The department began an investigation 2 days prior to that with the Virginia Beach Police Department after an off-duty Norfolk police officer overheard the brothers discussing plans to kill police officers and ICE agents. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to slash the Medicare prices for 15 prescription drugs after months of negotiations. The administration says it's expected to produce billions in savings for older adults. More on these stories at townhall.com.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s, but with winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, feeling like we're stuck in the 30s. Mostly clear and even colder tonight with lows falling into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the costs of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We pray for the National Guardsmen and their families who were shot in D.C. We're not going to take it. That is the exact premise of the founding of our great nation. Welcome to the Morning Drive, Truth of Thanksgiving tribute. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald. I am the president of the Patriot Club of America. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and the privilege to be with you this morning. If you're just getting in from Blackout Wednesday, and if you don't know what Blackout Wednesday is, that is when so many revelers and partiers go out, and it has become one of the largest drinking nights of the year before Thanksgiving. If you're getting in from Blackout Wednesday and a Thanksgiving festivity, I hope you're able to stay awake with us. If not, get hydrated and get some sleep. For those of you just getting up, hearing my voice, get ready for the truth about Thanksgiving, for what we should be thankful for, and how we may communicate the truth regarding to Thanksgiving to others. In other words, when at the Thanksgiving table later today, if people want to go down the road of current issues and so much of which is irrelevant, you, ladies and gentlemen, will be armed with the truth about Thanksgiving. We will also this morning have two guests later in the show from worthwhile organizations we should be thankful for and to whom one might choose to give. With me this morning is our lovely and talented producer, Michelle Drosella. Michelle will be the friendly voice that you hear when you call us this morning at 410-922-6680 and 800-922-6680. This morning, we will delve into the truth about Thanksgiving, the proclamation of Thanksgiving, discuss the two very impactful organizations to be thankful for, and how, again, if one so desires, we might give. But again, on this Thanksgiving Day, this is an open show today, so I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. 1-800-480 to learn what Thanksgiving might mean to you and what memories you might have of Thanksgiving. That is why the senior media is called Talk Radio, the opportunity to discuss whatever it is on that is on your mind, because what is on your mind this morning will be on my mind when you call. The providence of God refers to his intervention and the guidance in the universe, ensuring that everything happens according to his divine plan. It encompasses both general providence, which maintains the natural order, and the special providence, which involves God's extraordinary actions in people's lives. We will prove this morning, over the next 3 hours, that our founding of our one nation under God was touched by God's extraordinary actions. So, as it is our want, let's get started, shall we? I want you to imagine you've awoken this Thanksgiving morning on a 50-foot boat. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, this 50-foot boat has no plumbing. This 50-foot boat has no heat. It has no air conditioning. There's no pool. There is none of the amenities that we might think about when we go on a cruise. But the more I think about it, let's turn the clock back just a little bit more to how all of this greatness came to light. The Reformers, also known as dissenters, by their study of the Geneva Bible and its commentaries, realized how flawed the civil and religious systems of Europe were at the time. But when they publicly pointed this out in England, they often experienced brutal persecution from the monarch, who was and remains to this day the head of the state-established Church of England. Many of the pilgrims attended the non-state led by English reformer John Greenwood. Now, we're talking about the 1500s. John lived from 1556 through 1593. He objected to any monarch, and at the time, as we all know, or maybe don't know, was Queen Elizabeth, being head of the church, because this is so profound. There could be that one head of the church, and that was not the queen, but Christ. For making that declaration, he was charged with denying Her Majesty's ecclesiastical supremacy and attacking the existing ecclesiastical order, and was executed. Parliament, to enforce its support of this brutal policy, then passed a law requiring that if any of Her Majesty's subjects deny the Queen's ecclesiastical supremacy, they shall be committed to prison without bail, a law aimed directly at groups such as the Pilgrims. So already we have a call this morning, so we will take the law on line 7. Victor in Silver Spring, good morning.
Good morning.
A very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving to you.
And same to you.
Thank you. What's on your mind this morning, Victor?
Okay, with all that's going on, it's time to bring back the House of Un-American Activities. We had such a thing back in the 50s with McCarthy, and with all that's going on, we need to bring it back, and all they would do is keep an eye on what the communists are up to, the Democrats in particular.
Still there?
Yeah.
No, you know what? The amazing thing about Senator McCarthy is, in the end, Victor, as is typical with those who are willing to speak the truth, and Victor, we know the truth has no agenda. Victor, in the end,
he was right.
Victor, you took
You took the words right out of my mouth, my friend. He was right. And you know what? I think that perhaps on a future show, if I'm so blessed to be able to come back on WCBM, I think it would be worthwhile, Victor, and thank you for sparking that in my brain. I think it would be worthwhile to do an entire segment on that. Because you're right.
It's really getting dangerous out there. The left are determined to bring Trump down at all costs. And they'll stop at nothing.
They'll stop at nothing. And quite frankly, Victor, I agree with you. However, the Republicans need to get intestinal fortitude and a backbone. What do you think about that, Victor?
They need a backbone. They're afraid to go after the Democrats. They want to play nice. And you can't play nice when the other side is out to destroy you.
Well, as we will learn this morning, Victor, and that's another very good point, nothing was nice about the founding of our great nation and what the Puritans and the Pilgrims went through so that we may live as comfortably as we do in our one nation under God. Do you agree with that, Victor?
Exactly.
Well, listen,
be thankful for their courage.
Well, we should be thankful for their courage, their commitment to Almighty God, everything that they went through. And again, the entire premise and the top of the hour music for the morning drive is we're not going to take it. I forget the band who did that song, but the point is that was the entire framework, foundation, and premise of our one nation under God. And it was Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it. So again, that is why I love being on the air, Victor, is because I have the opportunity, and we're around the world at WCBM.com. I have the opportunity to talk to great people like you who understand it and also share the truth, Victor. And on that note, I want to thank you very much. Unless you have anything else you want to say, my friend.
I also keep up with the truckers. I listen to this show during the night called Steve Summers Overnight Drive, and I get to hear the truckers. I call in. My handle is Blind Man, and I know some of the truckers personally, and I keep in touch with them, and they tell me what's going on where they live.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something, Victor. Those who are in the transportation industry, the over-the-road tractor-trailer drivers are some of the most informed people out there, Victor. And like you, I have listened to various programs where the tractor-trailer drivers call in and what have you. And now I'm talking about United States citizen tractor-trailer drivers who got their licenses the right way and who abide by all of the regulations and everything else that encompasses that industry. Not these imported drivers who got their license from a matchbook in California. So that's
exactly.
a great point, Victor. And also, Victor, without the truckers, we don't have Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I mean, this show that I listen to, Steve Summers Overnight Drive, it's really interesting when the truckers call in and talk about everything from politics to where they can park their rigs when they're on break. I enjoy their nicknames. One trucker in particular made me an honorary trucker. My handle is Blind Man, as I said.
Yes.
And he's known as Brain Dead, and he's a really neat guy.
Yeah. Yeah. They're quite a cast of characters, but they are some of the most well-informed Americans out there. And Victor, I want to wish you and your family a very blessed Thanksgiving. And again, ladies and gentlemen, let us not forget that without the transportation business and the truckers, we have none of the wonderful things when we walk through the threshold of a grocery store. So, Victor, again, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We are going to go to break. We'll be right back. And when we get back, Claude, hang tight. We will go to you in Arbutus.
WCBM, Baltimore.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the costs of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. I want to wish you all a very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving. We've already talked to Victor this morning, and I want to talk to you. It's just you and I having a conversation across the table here at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. And Claude, good morning in Arbutus. How are you today, my friend?
I'm not really good, but I couldn't tell you, but anyway.
Claude, you have to speak up, bud. I can't hear you.
I said I got kidney failure. I was a firefighter for 18 years.
Thank you for your service.
I volunteered for 18 years in Volatile. And the county has disowned me, basically.
Why have they disowned you?
Because they're trying to fight me from getting benefits and all that.
Wow. Well, so, I hope that you're successful with that. I don't understand why that would be.
Well, I'm thankful. I got a good lawyer. I got a very good Jewish lawyer. He's Mr. Gordon. He's the best in the business.
Okay. All right. So
I'm in good hands. But anyway, I'm thankful to God. I lost my toes just recently because of this, and I'm still thankful. I'm still walking.
Well, you know what, Claude, and I, God bless you, and I think we should all be thankful, again, that we're blessed to be in the United States of America, because, you know, while we have incredible challenges and problems right now, and at the top of the hour, I want us all to pray for the National Guardsmen who were...
Yeah, amen to that.
Who were shot by someone, quite frankly, shouldn't even have been in the country, and that's just a fact. Claude, I still think that, again, we have the ability right here this morning, as I'm broadcasting on WCBM, where I can be reached at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, and at WCBM.com, Claude, that you and I are able, over these airways, to have an open and honest conversation. And quite frankly, there's not many countries around the world where we can do this, Claude.
Well, that's true. What do you do for a living?
Well, outside of here, I do a couple of things. I'm president of the Patriot Club of America. You can reach us at patriotclubusa.com, patriotclubusa.com. I'm also in the logistics and supply business. So, as Victor was talking about our great truckers, I'm in that industry, and as we were talking about earlier, Claude, without trucking, America stops. Do you agree with that, Claude?
Well, yeah, without them, they wouldn't have brought my police truck to me.
That's so. Exactly. You know what? Amazingly enough, right here in Maryland, there is a large facility that takes a chassis from, you know, whatever truck and customizes them into fire trucks. So, and you were in Violetville for how many years?
18 years, sir.
18 years. Well, thank you very much for your service.
And, go ahead. I'm thankful to our first responders, too, because without
Absolutely.
Them guys, you know.
Claude, we've all seen them in action. You know, and it's amazing. You bring up another good point about first responders. Do you think, Claude, that if I'm in an accident or there's a reason that I have to call 911, do you think I care, Claude, what nationality, what color, I hate to, what one skin pigmentation or their religion is, if they come to help me? Claude, do you think I care about that?
No, and I don't either.
No, neither do 90% of America. However, because of a choice few on the left, they are obsessed with that. And Claude, that is not part of our representative republic,
well,
because we are all created equal. Go ahead.
I'm going to listen to this song. It's called When the Sirens Are Going, and it just basically says, we're not superheroes, we're just ordinary people. We're trying to make a difference, and we're the first on every scene. And you never forget what you're hurting when you've seen what you've seen.
Yes.
When the sirens are going.
Amen.
So basically
Amen.
What it's talking about is first responders that have seen death and destruction. Like, I've seen it myself. I've seen people burnt up beyond recognition. I've seen a bridge collapse on people. And you never forget what you see.
Exactly.
And it affects me as of today, right now. It bothers me.
Absolutely. You know, and the other thing is, Claude, that you see it, but those in uniform keep on moving forward. So, Claude, I want to thank you for your service. I hope you and your family have a very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving. Any closing thoughts, my friend?
And you as well. And I'm going to give a shout-out to our Baltimore Police Homicide Division, who does an excellent job getting these criminals off the street, and the Warrant Apprehension Task Force. My friend Pat Carpenter, who's on the Warrant Apprehension Task Force, he does an excellent job. He's been a police officer for almost 18 years, serving our citizens of Baltimore and our police commissioner, and even the mayor. I mean, he don't do a lot, but I'll give credit to what credit's due.
Well, one thing the mayor does is he is able to trick cars out.
Oh, yeah, he does a nice job on that.
Does a nice job on that, but he ought to focus on our great city, not the kind of car he's driving around in.
Right.
But
well, I saw that SUV. It's very pretty, by the way.
It is very pretty, but there's a lot of other things in this great city that should be taking precedence over a bloody car. I think you agree with that, Claude.
He don't need bulletproof windows. It ain't that bad.
No, he's got
an entourage of executive protection with him, so it ain't like he's by himself, and there's a cop sitting at his house.
Exactly. The man's got more protection than anybody else in the city. So, you know, a little humility goes a long way. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Claude.
I don't even think Ivan Bates has that much protection.
That's a good question. I don't live in the city. You know, the amazing thing, Claude, you keep bringing up good points, and I appreciate that. The amazing thing is the history in Baltimore is unbelievable. My God, it's the birth of our national anthem. We were very, very relevant in the War of 1812. Fort McHenry, Babe Ruth, the Colts, the Orioles, dare I say the Colts, Memorial Stadium. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, Claude, you've brought up some good points. I truly thank you for the call. By the way, I hope everything goes well with your case. And again,
well,
may
thanks.
You and your family have a very joyous, blessed Thanksgiving and a wonderful
Appreciate
Christmas.
It.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Well, Claude certainly did bring up a lot. Mark, after the bottom of the break, will go to you, but we are coming up on the bottom of the break. And I just want to finish this one real quick sentence here. After years of enduring such government persecution, the Pilgrims finally, according to their governor and historian, William Bradford, shook off the yoke of anti-Christian bondage and, as the Lord's free people, joined themselves by a covenant of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, We will be right back after the bottom of the news. Give me a call on this Thanksgiving morning, 410-922-6680. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Two National Guard members hospitalized in critical condition after being shot in Washington, D.C., allegedly by an Afghan national who came to the U.S. in 2021. Following the shooting, hundreds more National Guard troops being deployed to the streets of D.C. as the processing of immigration applications from Afghan nationals is put on hold. The death toll from a high-rise fire in Hong Kong has risen to 55 as crews continue battling the blaze, which first erupted yesterday. It's a windy forecast for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. What about all those towering balloons? A parade official says, not to worry, the balloons may simply fly at a lower altitude. Spectators are bundling up. A few like temperatures in the low to mid-30s, and already they're lining up along the parade route. More details, SRNNews.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold on this Thanksgiving. Highs in the mid-40s, but with winds gusting in from the west up to 25 miles an hour, making it feel like we're stuck in the 30s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight. Lows will plummet into the upper 20s. Friday's another mostly sunny day, but a blustery one and a very cold one. We're talking high temperatures only in the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. You can grab exactly what you need at an all-time high discount, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. Get slashed prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products, like trusted cholesterol support or high-intensity omega-3s. Improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com. 80% off during November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your Talk Radio, 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. If you're just waking up, I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. I truly appreciate the opportunity as we delve into this morning the truth about Thanksgiving and a Thanksgiving Day tribute. And I want to thank the callers thus far. And on the line right now, we have Mark and Glen Burnie. Mark, good morning and welcome to WCBM.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And quick shout out to all our military, Amen. Of course, our first responders and our Amen. Police out there. You and I both know this country, if we did not have law and order, we would be just like a lot of these other countries we see around the world with total chaos.
Total chaos. Amen.
So one that I was going to put out to you, a lot of people don't think about this here. You look at the Democratic Party and Republican parties, okay? At both parties, there's no perfect person, obviously, in any of the parties, independents included in that there. But one thing is very clear between the two, and I've told people this before the previous election, going back two elections. The election was about voting for God or for the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Very simply, if you look at, like, I know many of my pastor friends that I know, that they look at anybody that calls themselves a Christian and votes Democrat, it makes you question their Christianity when you consider the fact that the Democrat Party stands for so many things that are anti-God. And if you're at enmity with God, you're on the wrong side of God. Very simply, the Republican Party tends to stand for morality. They tend to want to protect life, et cetera, et cetera. And in the church industry, we always sort of say this. If you reach your hand out to shake your hand with the devil, he's going to bite off your arm. bottom line is, when you're playing and compromising with the devil, you're going to have problems. So this country needs to stand up and start realizing the other side is not there to be your friend, like you mentioned earlier in the broadcast. But they are 100%, they want to get rid of you because it's their way or the highway.
Communism, and you're spot on, Mark, that we're not talking about two parties, i.e. Republican and Democrat. We're talking about truly, quite frankly, we need Republicans and communism versus communism, Mark. Mm-hmm. And if it sounds like you know a bit of our history as well, our founding fathers warned of the obsession of political parties. But a very good point that you made is that the left are not our friends. The left want nothing more than to overthrow our representative republic. And another thing, Mark, is it drives me absolutely crazy when I hear Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, you can name a plethora, neither of whom who I listen to anymore, a plethora of others who claim to be conservatives, who are on the screen or on the airwaves talking about our democracy this, our democracy that. Mark, I know you know this. We are not a democracy. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep discussing and pondering what is for lunch. A representative republic is two wolves and a sheep, yet the sheep has a firearm on his side, and then they're discussing what might be for lunch. Do you agree with that, Mark?
Yes, I do, brother. 100%, because, you know, I get irritated even with Trump sometimes. Forget the term democracy.
Yes.
Let's go to the truth. This is a republic. And I tell people this every day, because I am, ever since COVID, I've been such a huge advocate of getting this point across to people. We are a republic. Mm-hmm. We are the only country in the world with a constitution and preamble.
Amen.
This country is founded upon biblical principles. You look at everything in our laws, everything comes from the Word of God. And when you start turning from God, you have turned to you've gone the wrong direction. You are now against God. And this is why we support Israel. Israel is God's chosen people, chosen nation, etc. And if you look at our country's humble beginnings, coming from England, we are really very little different than the Israelites as they were led out of Egypt, out of bondage.
Well, it's interesting. What time did you start listening this morning?
Unfortunately, I just got in literally 15 minutes ago. I'd say maybe about 45-ish.
Well, so I'm doing this morning in the first hour. We've got guests later, and I hope you can listen to the whole show, because you reference Thanksgiving and you reference places of worship. At the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to have and I'm not going to spoil it, but I hope you can listen, Mark. I'm going to have the senior pastor from probably the only church that I know of, because I did research on it in Maryland, the only church that I know of that is having a Thanksgiving service. And you know, it's amazing. You mentioned our great Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And lest we forget, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Correct.
That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Amen.
That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, sir.
Now, another thing, real quick, not many people know this, but we say unalienable. It's unalienable. In other words, they can't put a lien on we the people. Do you agree with that, Mark?
I absolutely do. You're 100% correct.
Well, thank you. And I also am a true proponent, obviously, of our Bill of Rights, which say what the government cannot do to us. And I think it's relevant on this Thanksgiving Day that we read the first one, which is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, i.e. Mark and Jeff talking on the airwaves this morning, or of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble, i.e. I reflect upon January 6th, and to the petition and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And one other one. Are you still with me, Mark?
I certainly am. Yes, sir.
One other one, and I'd like your comment on this. A well-regulated militia, I think of the sheep with the firearm, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Mark, guess who the militia are?
That is us.
That Mark, you win a cookie.
Hey, fantastic. I'll take chocolate chip.
There you go, buddy. Anything else you'd like to talk about this morning on WCBN?
Yeah, one thing, when you were reading off that first preamble piece.
Yes.
The interesting thing in which really the one of the biggest problems in our country, besides the fact, obviously, that they're trying to take away our Second Amendment rights, is the fact that separation of church and state. What you just read tells you that the United States government cannot mandate, almost like Italy does with Catholicism, being their central religion. The United States, on the Preamble 1, basically says that they cannot do that. However, what they have done, they've perverted the word separation of church and state. All that means is what you just read. It does not mean you cannot have prayer in school. It does not mean you cannot have prayer in Congress. It does not mean you can't have prayer in any part of the federal government or state government across the country. But they have perverted it into that very thing, and then you wonder why we have problems in school. I remember back in school when we had prayer in school. All these different things. So many things have gone south, if you will, when it comes to our education. But one of the things is when you take out God, this is why so many people are putting their kids in Christian school. My pastor's wife is a senior administrator at Annapolis Area Christian School here in Severn, Maryland, right? You're talking about these kids are not just being educated, but they're also being brought up on the Word of God and the truth that exists therein. And knowing the truth will set you free.
It will set you free. You know, it's interesting, Mark, is you were just making your wonderful comments there while listening to you. Mark, I'm going to read it again, and I want you to tell me where it says a separation of church and state. Congress shall make no law respecting, again, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So, Mark, you're right. And what they've done is, because people are so easily led, they will not peel the first layer off. They have bastardized it, and they have exploited it. And that's another thing I've always talked about, Mark, real quick, before I have to let you go.
Sure.
We don't need textbooks from the respective of religion or the respective of history when we have on record in the Congressional Library the actual references to everything regarding the history of our country. We do not need revised textbook, but again, that's just another industry to dumb down our students. Mark, do you agree with that?
Yeah, one of the biggest problems, Jeff, is the fact that if you look at how history, and of course the Chinese and the Russians have done this so well under their leadership of changing history to read it out to make it look like they're the good guys or this happened kind of thing. But when you continue to erase our history and rewrite history, you are going to cause us to repeat history.
Mm-hmm.
People who were in slavery in the past should be very concerned. If you look at how long the Israelites were in slavery over their lifetime, it's not just a couple hundred years. It's in the thousand-year category plus.
Well, again.
And you see what's going on in our country now. Well, if you keep eliminating all these different things, guess what? We're going to repeat that. And I don't think anybody ever wants to be in slavery.
Especially
in modern day, if you've never been in slavery and you see what happened in past when people were in slavery, you don't want to go there.
Well, Mark, we have enough slavery going on right now, much of which is the sexualization and exploitation of our most precious gift, our children. But Mark, I want to thank you very much for calling in this morning. I'm wishing you and your family a very joyous and blessed Thanksgiving. You made some great points this morning, and I hope you're able to listen, because the balance of this show is going to be so powerful about what Thanksgiving truly is. And when I make this statement, Mark, I mean no disrespect to anyone when I say this, but it's not about blow-up figures on your front lawn, and it's not about getting up at 3 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving and running around and trying to find deals that you can't afford, and then you pass out when the bill comes in a month later. And it's not about endless sports event on this, one of our greatest holidays, Thanksgiving.
Amen, brother. Well said,
thank
man.
You.
Well
Mark,
said.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed.
Thanks,
take care. All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye. What a great call from Mark. What a great call from Victor. We had one other call already. And Claude, something tells me that there are patriots out there who are already fired up, which means I want to hear from you. Join me at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. See how easy it is just to talk to me back and forth? You have many important things to say, and I want to hear it. So let's get back to this. We are talking about the truth of Thanksgiving on our morning show Thanksgiving, morning drive Thanksgiving tribute. So we were talking about how the pilgrims, why they were leaving England, and it was to shake off the yoke of anti-Christian bondage. So I'm going to pick it back up. They shook off this yoke of anti-Christian bondage, and as the Lord's free people, joined themselves by a covenant of the Lord into a church estate in the fellowship of the gospel to walk in all his ways. So they left England and they went to Holland because they liked cheese and wooden shoes, where they found religious toleration. But after 12 years in Holland, they became concerned for the faith of their children. They also preferred the overall English culture to that of the Dutch. So they decided to move to America, where they could freely worship God, raise godly children, and share the wonderful truth of the Christian gospel with others. Concerning this third point, William Bradford affirmed that the pilgrims had a great hope and inward zeal for the propagating and advancing the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in those remote parts of the world, i.e. America. So let's get started. The pilgrim arranged for, this is very interesting, by the way. The pilgrims arranged for two ships to carry them to America, the Speedwell and the Mayflower. Now, not many of us know about the Speedwell, and there's a reason for that, but we all know about the Mayflower. Now, again, let's think about this. The Mayflower was 50 feet long, no running water, obviously, no air conditioning, obviously, no heat, obviously, and it's a 50-foot boat crossing the ocean. Shortly after setting out, the Speedwell developed a leak, forcing the return to England. After its repair, the ships departed once more. But the Speedwell again developed a leak, requiring a second return. It did not make a third attempt. Many at the time, including William Bradford, believed the leak was intentional, a result of sabotage by the crew who did not want to go to America. Later evidence seems to confirm this, for once the Speedwell was sold to new owners, it made a successful voyage to the New World. With the Pilgrims' transportation reduced to a single ship, space was a problem. Again, this is no cruise ship. The Mayflower was unable to carry all passengers from both vessels, but several from the Speedwell transferred to the Mayflower, and the rest remained behind, hoping to come later. The Mayflower finally set sail for America in September 1620, now several months behind schedule, bearing 102 pilgrims and 102 pilgrims and strangers. So you're talking about 102 people on a 50-foot ship. Ladies and gentlemen, that's cramped quarters. And what we're going to do is we're going to take our break. And we, when we get back, we'll continue with the voyage of the pilgrims here on WCBM's Morning Drive. Give me a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. I am Jeff McDonald, filling in for Sean Casey.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. This morning, I would love to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. This is our Truth of Thanksgiving, Casey and Company tribute. So we were just talking about the Mayflower and its setting sail, so let's get back to, into this. Now, again, we have to consider this is 102 people on a 50-foot small ship. The Mayflower finally set sail for America in September 1620, now several months behind schedule, again, bearing 102 pilgrims and strangers. This phrase is a biblical quote from 1 Peter 2:11, the verse from which the pilgrims took their name. But that ship carried much more than pilgrims. It also carried the Bible-based principles they had learned, the principles that were to become the seeds of the greatest and freest nation the world has ever known. It took 66 days before the Mayflower finally reached America. The pilgrims' trip across the Atlantic was treacherous with constant storms. The crossing was so rough, with the waves so violent and gales so strong, that at one point the main beam of the ship broke. This is the backbone of the craft, which largely held it together. The ship did not have the tools necessary to make the repairs. The situation was desperate. It would take a miracle to save the pilgrims and the ship. And that miracle, ladies and gentlemen, occurred because back when the pilgrims had been driven out of England and went to Holland, they began publishing materials for their congregation as well as other works explaining their religious beliefs to the public. Dutch officials, however, seeking to please the British, confiscated all their typesetting tools and materials to halt any further publications. The Pilgrims were left with a printing press, but no way to print anything on it. When they later loaded the ships to come to America, they strangely decided to bring the inoperative press with them on an already overcrowded ship. Now, they didn't strangely think to bring it. There are no coincidences in life. Providentially, the main component of the press was its large jack screw. So when the main beam broke, the Pilgrims had with them exactly what was needed for the crew to raise the beam back into place where it could be secured, thus saving their endangered lives as well as the ship. Now, let's talk a little bit about John Howland. With the continuous bad weather, the Pilgrims and many of the 30 crew members understandably remained below deck for a large part of the voyage. One of these days, John Howland, a Pilgrim in his early 20s, seeking some relief from the cramped condition, decided to go topside. He was immediately swept overboard by a wave. Few in that day knew how to swim. Think about that. You're on this voyage and barely anybody knew how to swim. And making it worse, most did not know that Holland had been washed off the ship. Furthermore, fierce winds made it virtually impossible to stop the ship and turn back to rescue him. And even if they could have done so, it would have taken better part of an hour. He would have drowned, obviously. Holland would have undoubtedly drowned by them, as we just said. His accident sentenced him to death. Except, once again, providentially, there was a large rope trailing along in the water behind the ship, and in a frantic effort, Howland grabbed it. He desperately hung on and was dragged through pounding waves and turbulent waters before finally being pulled up on the deck. Eventually, he reached the New World and the others and married fellow passenger Elizabeth Tilley. The two raised a family of 10 children. Now, you're going to love this. But what if Howland had died and washed overboard? He certainly would have become nothing more than a tragic footnote in history, recorded as one of the many Pilgrims who died that first year. But he survived. And the result makes a very different story. Howland helps us understand just how much a single life can be worth. Because Howland lived, he had 10 children, and then grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and so forth. As a result, Howland's descendants now number in the millions, literally. Among them are three U.S. presidents, Franklin D. Roosevelt, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. Edith Roosevelt, wife of Teddy Roosevelt, signer of the U.S. Constitution, Nathaniel Gorham, governors Jeb Bush and Sarah Palin, poets Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Hollywood stars Humphrey Bogart, Christopher Lloyd, Chevy Chase, and the Baldwin brothers. Think about how different America would be today if Howland had died. By the providence of God, he lived, and the resulting impact on the nation has been substantial. All right. So let's, while on the voyage, obviously the Mayflower Compact was formed. So let's get into that, because that's very relevant as well. When the Pilgrims left England, they were sailing for northern parts of Virginia, the Virginia colony, which was obviously already there. Throughout the voyage, they diligently tried to arrive there, but fierce winds blew them hundreds of miles to a place completely outside of Virginia's jurisdiction. They finally put ashore at Cape Cod in the Massachusetts area. And after some searching, they found an empty and uninhabited location in which to settle. Because the Pilgrims arrived in an area not under the authority of the Virginia colony. They had come to a place with no official governance. We will get back into that at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after news and weather.
Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump calls the gunman who ambushed two West Virginia National Guard members in Washington, D.C. yesterday an animal, vowing he will pay the steepest possible price.
Based on the best available information, the Department of Homeland Security is confident that the suspect in custody is a foreigner who entered our country from Afghanistan.
Identified as 29-year-old Robinella Lockenwall, the suspect, who came to the U.S. in 2021, was also shot and sent to the hospital for treatment. As for the two National Guard members, they are hospitalized in critical condition. And 500 more National Guard troops will be deployed to the streets of D.C. The processing of immigration applications from Afghan nationals has been suspended indefinitely. Millions expected to line the 2.5-mile parade route in New York City for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Bundled against the cold winds, they've already been lining up to get the best viewing spots.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade marches through New York City Thursday with balloons of Buzz Lightyear and Pac-Man set to take to the skies and floats featuring Labubu and Lego gracing the streets. The forecast is for temperatures in the 40s and wind gusts between 25 and 30 miles per hour. Julie Walker, New York.
An American astronaut, Chris Williams, part of the crew aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft. It blasted off this morning from Kazakhstan, bound for the International Space Station. And if all goes according to plan, the crew members will spend 8 months in space. No action on Wall Street today. The market is closed for Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, it's an abbreviated trading day. The market will close at 1 p.m. Eastern. Yesterday, the Dow ended 314 points higher. Townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
A man gets jail time for using a copy of Vice President Vance's book as contraband.
Vice President J.D. Vance's memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, has a storied history as a New York Times bestseller and as a Ron Howard-directed movie. Now its latest role, court documents say the book was one of three items whose pages Ostrin Siebert soaked in narcotics and shipped to the Grafton Correctional Institution disguised as Amazon orders. None of the conspirators seem to realize that a central theme of Hillbilly Elegy is the impacts of narcotics addiction on Vance's family and on society. Siebert was sentenced last week to more than a decade in prison for his role in the scheme. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hong Kong's deadliest fire in years is still burning. It has left at least 55 people dead, more than 270 people reported missing. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, this young owl wound up in the wrong place.
An owl found partially encased in concrete after it got inside a cement mixer in southwestern Utah is expected to fly free again after it was painstakingly cleaned by animal sanctuary workers who described the bird as a fighter. The owl arrived at a Utah sanctuary with part of its body covered in concrete. Sanctuary workers removed the concrete after several grooming sessions. Its feathers are frayed, but the bird is expected to be released in late spring or early summer of next year. The sanctuary believes it's a young male due to its size. Keith Peters, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits declined last week, a sign that layoffs remain low, even as several high-profile companies announced job cuts. Applications in the week ending November 22nd dropped by 6,000 from the previous week. More on these stories, townhall.com.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s, but with winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, feeling like we're stuck in the 30s. Mostly clear and even colder tonight with lows falling into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This holiday season, step back in time at G. Krugen Sun Ironworks and Museum, America's oldest continuously operating blacksmith shop right here in Baltimore since 1810. Stop by Saturday, December 6th from 11 to 2 as they celebrate 215 years of craftsmanship, history, and holiday spirit. Watch live blacksmith demonstrations, explore a walking catalog of iron artistry, and experience Christmas the old-fashioned way. Christmas at Krug, where Baltimore's history still glows warm by the forge. Learn more at jkrugensun.com.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. I want to thank WCBM and Sean Casey for the opportunity this morning. This morning, we are talking about the truth of Thanksgiving and a tribute to Thanksgiving. We pray for the National Guardsmen who were so viciously shot yesterday in our nation's capital. We pray for them, their families, a speedy recovery, and the illegal immigration must stop. As we all know, it was an illegal Afghan who did that. So we are getting back to the truth of Thanksgiving and a tribute to Thanksgiving. And I welcome your calls this morning because I do want to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Because, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thanksgiving and the tribute to Thanksgiving, what's on your mind is on my mind as we delve into the truth about Thanksgiving. We were just talking about the pilgrims being on the Mayflower, the incredible joy journey they were making, and so they've just landed. So before leaving the Mayflower, they drew up their own government compact, which declared, having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, that is, by this legal document and charter, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves into a civil body politic. Again, once again, our founding was for the glory of God. That agreement, which later became known as the Mayflower Compact, was the first governing document in the New World. It placed the Pilgrims' civil government on a firm... Now, we hear so much today that this isn't true, but ladies and gentlemen, this is our history. It placed the Pilgrims' civil government on a firm Christian basis and was the beginning of the American constitutional government. So, we always hear about that the Pilgrims were wandering around and they had no clue what they were doing. And then, of course, if it wasn't for the Indians, the Pilgrims all would have perished. Well, let's get into the relationship between the Pilgrims and the Indians. When the Pilgrims finally located to a suitable area to settle and come ashore, they fell to their knees and thanked God, which is something we should still do every day, especially on this day, Thanksgiving, reaffirming their continuing reliance upon Him. Their new colony became known as Plymouth Plantation, or the Plymouth Colony, the first settlement in what would become Massachusetts. Those early days were difficult. They had arrived in November and winter had finally set in. So think about it. I mean, today when I walked in this morning, it was like 37 degrees. I walked my dog. It was a beautiful morning, by the way. Walked my dog, took care of all that, jumped in a warm car, got out of the car. It's still cold. Walked into a warm studio. These people have nothing. November and winter had finally set in. Having no homes in which to take shelter, they searched for several weeks for a favorable location on which to build. And because of the long voyage, lack of provision, and harsh conditions, most of them were sick. In fact, during the height of the illness, get a load of this, only 6 or 7 of the more than 100 people who originally set out on the Mayflower were strong enough to move about. But that handful worked hard on behalf of the rest, as Governor Bradford affirmed. You know, it's interesting. We talked in the first hour about that all the schools now have revised textbooks. We don't need revised textbooks because I'm going to read to you right now from Governor Bradford's diary. As Governor Bradford affirmed, those few spared no pains night or day, but with the abundance of toil and hazard of their health, fetched them wood, made them fires, dressed them meat, made their beds, washed their loathsome clothes, clothed and unclothed them. In a word, did all the homely and necessary offices for them, which dainty and queasy stomachs could not endure to hear named. And all this willingly and cheerfully, without any grudging in the least, showing herein their true love unto their friends and brethren, a rare example and worthy to be remembered. Despite their best benefits, half the Pilgrims died that first winter. Yet, the next spring, when the Mayflower returned to England, Not one of the surviving Pilgrims chose to go back. They all stayed, for they had come neither for personal convenience nor monetary reward. They came for the religious and civil liberty and to become what they called stepping stones for others to follow after them and do the same, but perhaps with fewer hardships and greater success. And of course, there was no parade. That spring, they had their first encounter with the natives. In Europe, they had heard dreadful tales of the savagery and barbaric behavior of the natives, so they were understandably fearful. But now let's go back. Now, once again, today, our children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and so and whomever else, are taught that if it wasn't for the Indians, as soon as the Pilgrims set foot in Plymouth, they would have all perished. We just found out that on their own, they successfully, with six or seven men and women who were able to do the tasks, made it through the harsh New England weather. Today, sometimes we think about the harsh New England weather when we watch the New England Patriots play at home in the middle of winter, but I digress. That spring, they had their first encounter with the natives in Europe. As I said, they had heard dreadful tales of savagery and barbaric behavior of the natives, so they were understandably fearful. But despite their concerns, that first contact passed without incident. Not long afterward, a solitary wandering Indian named Somoset came among them, and to their astonishment, spoke to them in broken English. Now, again, we're going from Bradford's own diary. He explained that he had learned the language from English explorers and fishermen who occasionally visited the coast. Somoset informed the Pilgrims that the Patuxent, a fierce warring people recently wiped out by a strange plague, previously inhabited the land on which the Pilgrims live. Now remember, our children are now being told, and air quotes taught, that the Pilgrims stole things. Now the truth comes out. Due to the devastating nature of this epidemic, neighboring tribes were afraid, again, because of the epidemic, neighboring tribes were afraid to come near the place. They believed that some great supernatural spirit had destroyed the people there and might also kill them. This is coming off the incredible winter the Pilgrims had just experienced. The land was therefore left abandoned and open until the Pilgrims, unaware of the former plague, had arrived. In other words, they settled on condemned land. Somerset warned the Pilgrims that any Indians they encountered were likely to be hostile. This disposition was in part of a reaction to an English ship captain attached to the Virginia colony who had previously visited the region and kidnapped natives to sell into slavery. As we all know, there's always going to be one or two that ruin it for everyone. The Pilgrims learned much from Somerset, and consistent with their biblical character, they treated him as a friend. He eventually departed, promising to bring some of the neighboring Wampanoag Indians to visit them. True to his word, a few days later, Somerset returned with Maciot, I don't know if I butchered that, Maciot, chief of the tribe, and some of his men. After making a peace treaty with the Pilgrims, Chief Maciot and his men returned home. Among those Indians had been named Squanto. Now, you may have heard about Squanto, and if you hadn't, we are going to learn. He was a surviving member of the violent Patuxent tribe on whose land the Pilgrims were now living. But when Maciot and his men left, Squanto stayed. Unexpectedly, he spoke fluent English, and I'll tell you why. Was well-versed in English thinking and customs and adopted the Pilgrims as his own family. He showed them how to thrive in the new land, teaching them to hunt, fish, and raise crops. It was if Squanto had a special assignment to keep the Pilgrims alive. They became his sole focus. Squanto was more prepared than any other individual anywhere in the world to help the Pilgrims survive. He certainly knew the New World, America, for it was his world, and he could reach teach the pilgrims how to live in it. But Squanto also knew the old world, Europe and England, and its thinking and habits. He was probably one of the only living people at the time who could have effectively bridged the gap between the two cultures and the two worlds and all of the places he could have been. He was, of all the places he could have been, he was right there on the spot with the people who needed him most. How did this happen, you might ask? Well, we're going to find out after we take the break, and we'll learn more. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. Give me a call if you so desire at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We will continue the true story of Thanksgiving when we get back.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Latest deadlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. I want to thank WCBM and Sean Casey for giving me the privilege this morning. We are talking about the truth of Thanksgiving and a tribute to Thanksgiving. And if you're just joining us and so desire, give me a call, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, as I would love to hear anything you might want to contribute to our Thanksgiving Day tribute and the truth about Thanksgiving as we get back into the story of Squanto. Is it this, the backstory of Squanto is as fascinating as it is interesting. In 1614, 6 years before the Pilgrims arrived, Captain James Hunt's ship was among a group of vessels exploring New England. When the other ship departed, Hunt remained behind with his crew and kidnapped 27 Indians, one of whom was Squanto. He took them to Spain and began selling them as slaves. Some Catholic friars learned what was happening and intervened, purchasing Squanto and the remaining Indians. They freed the Indians and introduced them to Christianity. At the time, the Catholics had a number of societies that worked to free slaves, whether native or African, black or white, Christian or pagan. In other words, the slaves knew no boundary of one's skin pigmentation. From Spain, Squanto worked his way to England, where he remained for 5 years, thoroughly learning the English language and customs. In 1619, he returned to his home in New England with Captain Thomas de Mar. On his arrival, Squanto discovered that a plague had killed his entire tribe. He was the last member left alive. No longer having a people, Squanto joined himself to the neighboring Winnipeg. When the pilgrims unexpectedly arrived the following year, he saw how woefully unprepared they were for the new land and knew that he could help these English newcomers. Everything he experienced, all of the tragedies that had beset him, had prepared him for that very moment. Once again, by the providence of God, Squanto had a unique purpose for life. He would see the pilgrims survived at the place where his tribe had not. With Squanto's help, the pilgrims harvested sufficient food for their upcoming second winter. They had no surplus, but things definitely looked much better than they had the preceding year. When half of the colonists had died, Governor William Bradford therefore appointed a day of thanksgiving, for they had much for which to be grateful. Now they had a place where they could freely worship God. I have to say that again. Now they had a place where they could freely worship God. They had survived their first year in the wilderness of New England, and with Squanto's help, they had reaped a good harvest. Grateful for their blessings, the pilgrims invited their Wampanoag neighbors to celebrate and give thanks to God for them. Chief Masiap and some 90 of his men came and feasted with the remaining pilgrims. The pilgrims and their Indian neighbors dined on deer, turkey, fish, lobsters, eel, I wonder if that was sushi, vegetables, cornbread, herbs, berries, and pies. They also engaged in athletic competition, including running, wrestling, and shooting. Chief Masiap enjoyed himself so much that he and his men stayed for 3 days. A common narrative today is that the Indians hated the colonists because their land-grabbing practices and general, air quotes, racist disdain for natives. However, the first Thanksgiving shows this claim is both illogical and completely unfounded. After all, the 53, ladies and gentlemen, remaining pilgrims were comprised of 4 women, 14 young boys and girls, 13 infants and young children, and only 22 men. On the other hand, there were 90 Indians, of whom were all warriors. If there had been ill will, the Indians could have easily eliminated the pilgrims in a matter of minutes. But they did not. They were friends. The pilgrim story is one of many demonstrating that modern portrayals of the early colonists are often inaccurate. By the way, this was not the first Thanksgiving in America. There had been several others prior to this one, but only an occasional prayer. This pilgrim event birthed the tradition of Thanksgiving as time that includes not only prayer, but also feasting and athletic events. Shortly after this celebration, as winter was setting in, 35 new settlers unexpectedly arrived. They were family and friends of the pilgrims who were gladly welcomed. The new group brought no provisions with them, so the pilgrims freely shared their own food, clothing, and home. But with the new arrivals, the remaining winter supplies were cut in half for each person. It was difficult, but thanks to Squanto's help, they now knew better how to live in New England wilderness and thus survived, having been more than adequately prepared for this, their second winter. When spring finally came, their provisions were almost completely gone. They spied a boat approaching on the horizon and were hopeful that the English company that had originally sponsored their colony was sending them provisions. But the boat did not bring any food. Instead, brought 7 more hungry people. That summer, another 60 men showed up. They were sick, But the pilgrims once again gladly took care of them. They stayed all summer and eventually left, having departed the pilgrims' meager supplies and expressing no gratitude for their help. Yet, the pilgrims continued to put their trust in God, and no one starved. Although there were many days when, as Governor Bradford acknowledged, they had need to pray that God would give them their daily bread above all people in the world. But now, being able to grow crops and hunt, they survived. Squanto had taught them to live with the land rather than against it, and the pilgrims and his pilgrim students learned their lessons well. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our morning of the truth about Thanksgiving. I'm so excited for my guests coming up after the bottom of the break. We look forward to talking to you then on Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, filling in for Sean Casey this Thanksgiving morning on WCBN.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls the gunman who ambushed two West Virginia National Guard members in Washington, D.C. yesterday an animal and vows he will pay the steepest possible price. Identified as 29-year-old Romanella Lockenbull, the suspect, came to the U.S. in 2021, was also shot, sent to the hospital for treatment. As for the two National Guard members, they are hospitalized in critical condition. Millions are expected to line the 2.5-mile parade route in New York City for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Bundled up against the cold winds, they've already been lining up to get the best possible viewing spots. An American is part of the crew aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft and lifted off this morning from Kazakhstan, bound for the International Space Station. And if all goes according to plan, the crew will spend 8 months in space. More details at srnnews.com.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold on this Thanksgiving. Highs in the mid-40s, but with winds gusting in from the west up to 25 miles an hour, making it feel like we're stuck in the 30s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight. Lows will plummet into the upper 20s. Friday's another mostly sunny day, but a blustery one and a very cold one. We're talking high temperatures only in the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the latest seditious act by the Democrat Party. They're trying to spark a civil war in the military, divide the military, and divide the country. As far as I'm concerned, y'all can go to hell. You, California, New York, go to hell. Form your own damn union. In a year, you'll be crawling over the wall to get back here because you'll have no tax base, no industry. Do it. Please. Create your own damn socialist utopia.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Give us 15 minutes and we'll talk your world. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning. I would once again like to thank WCBM for the opportunity to sit in on this Thanksgiving morning. If you joined us in the first hour and a half, not only did we have some incredible calls, but we explored the true meaning of Thanksgiving and a tribute to the true meaning of Thanksgiving. As we all know, the truth has no agenda. I hope that if you were listening, you take that message, some of that message, if you will, and you are able to share it as you celebrate Thanksgiving 2025 with your families and friends. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as we say, and I live by this, the truth has no agenda, and we have allowed a choice few to completely destroy, exploit, and make a complete mockery of the truth. The fact is, the Pilgrims did a wonderful job, and they were allied with the Indians. I am very excited to introduce my next guest on this Thanksgiving, because this is a day of thanks and a day of ways to give. Before I introduce my guest, I would like to play a short clip that introduces and encompasses the Helping Up mission.
This is a shelter. This is a meal. And this is Helping Up mission. Yes, we're a shelter. Yes, we provide meals. But we're more than that. We help people overcome their past. We help people smile again. We help people on the streets who aren't ready to change yet. Someday, they will be ready. We help people reconnect to themselves through worship and through building physical and emotional strength. We help recovering moms by cuddling their babies and nurturing their growth. We help men and women experience God's grace and love. We help people rekindle their inner spark through skills building and job training, empowering them to shape their own futures and helping them to build stable, independent lives. We're Helping Up Mission, and we're ready to do even more for Baltimore.
The Helping Up Mission. My guest this morning is Chris Scherer, Director of Philanthropy at Helping Up Mission. Chris connects the greater Baltimore and surrounding areas by sharing the compelling stories of redemption and restoration in the lives of men and women that Helping Up Mission serves. Chris was first introduced to Helping Up Mission when, as an addict, he hit rock bottom in 2006. Graduating from the Spiritual Recovery Program in 2007, he then joined the Helping Up Mission staff. Chris has a BA in economics from UCLA and a master's in systems management from USC. Chris is a certified fundraising executive and served our country in the Air Force and the Air Force Reserves for 17 years. It is my pleasure to welcome Chris to WCBM. Chris, good morning. A very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving to you.
And to you, Jeff, I'm grateful God woke me up today, give me a chance to be just a little bit better for Him and my community and for Helping Up Mission. Thank you so much for having me on your program this morning.
You're very welcome. If you can, speak up a little bit. I'm having a tough time hearing you. Well, Chris, first and foremost, thank you for your service to our country. And also, I can attest to the incredible things that are happening at Helping Up Mission, because I lost my son at 25. He was 25 when he went home to see God. He did not die from a drug overdose. He died from a massive heart attack. But through, at the time, the church that I attended, I learned about the Helping Up Mission. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about Helping Up Mission. That place is filled with talent, because Chris, every year, annually, the Helping Up Mission Choir would come and sing for us at church. And not only were the voices enough to bring a tear to your eye, but the musicians that came with them were phenomenal as well. So I'm going to read real quick the Helping Up mission statement, to transform the lives and restore hope to those suffering from addiction and poverty by harnessing the power of faith, science, and community. So, Chris, why don't you give us a brief overview and history of Helping Up?
Sure, thank you. Helping Up mission is celebrating its 140th year of continuous service in Baltimore, having established by a Methodist pastor, Abraham Breidenbaugh, in the city of Baltimore, to serve the vulnerable and dissolute in their darkest hour by establishing a mission for about 90 years, 1885 through the mid-90s. It was predominantly an emergency shelter for men who needed that helping hand and helping up out of those circumstances. Various places in the city. In 1955, Helping Up Mission moved to East Baltimore Street. We're just north of Little Italy on Baltimore Street. And in 1994, a gentleman, Bob Gaiman, arrived to help in fundraising at first and was rather quickly moved into the executive director role, or what we call CEO now. And Bob was pretty quick to realize that we can help a man every night in a cycle of a bed, of hot meals, of an encouraging word in a chapel service. And then the next morning, the gentleman would leave and, in many times, come right back and be in that same state. And so Bob and the board leadership found themselves in a place of wondering, and this continues to be a guiding principle and question for us, what more can we do? And so doing the research and really some interviews of the men, coming to find out that there was such a high correlation between their state of homelessness and helplessness and self-medicating with alcohol and drugs. And they needed a way out, and there weren't many opportunities and programs to point. So in 1995, Helping Up Mission established a long-term residential recovery program, which we call Spiritual Recovery Program. And what was initially for 30 men and 6 months in duration over the next few years became 12 months in duration. And from 30 men in 1995, we now serve 500 men in residence in that same year-long spiritual recovery program, but a number of programs that support that flagship.
So let's think about 1885. Where was the original Helping Up mission established in 1885?
In the city of Baltimore.
I know, but where?
Not far from where we are. It's always been in city center, Redwood Street, and then there was a time where it was a West Baltimore address. Then there was a time that it was on the 1400 block of Hilton Avenue in West Baltimore. And in fact, even though it was predominantly a men's program, in the leading up to the 1950s, there were services for men, women, and children. And as I said, in 1955, Helping Up Mission moved to East Baltimore Street. It was really the men's division that moved to East Baltimore Street. And then organizationally, it continued with the name of Helping Up Mission. Services for women and children spun off into what is now known as Christian Community Center, that is still operating in West Baltimore.
Yeah, because what I think about when you think about the late 1800s through the mid 20th century, I think about the bustling industrial Baltimore with the port. Fells Point was not always a destination for tourism. Fells Point was a very rough rugged drinking area. And as you alluded, Chris, that while one might come in overnight for a hot meal and a place to sleep, he's right back at it the day after. So can you touch on what an addict might experience? Now, obviously, if they so choose to do the program, it is of their free will. Can you just touch briefly on what that year-long curriculum might be and how it truly is transforming lives?
Sure. You know, we come to realize that question, what more can we do, has been the impetus of growing services. As you say in our mission statement, that we believe we can do this by harnessing the power of faith,
amen,
science, and community. And our first core value, we have six core values, the first of which is that we're Christian, and we're unabashedly so.
Amen.
But we also do not require anyone who comes for our care to profess any faith, let alone the Christian faith. We are compelled by the love of Christ to serve the vulnerable. And so when we speak about faith, it is at the center and the core. Someone enters our main lobby in either our men's center or the Center for Women and Children that I'll touch upon in a little bit. Big cross to represent our Christian faith. But also in the power of the sciences that God, as our Creator, gifted us, as He talked about men being gifted, but individuals being gifted, and also in specifically in for us, gifted in the areas of clinical support for substance use disorder. We know that Baltimore, tragically, has the highest per capita overdose rates in the nation by a magnitude of over 3x. The next city. And so wonderful and excellent top gold standard clinical and mental health and medical health and dental health. And we think in five components: the spiritual, the clinical and mental health, and our partnerships there with wonderful entities from Johns Hopkins Hospital, Johns Hopkins Health System, and the like. We think about the mental health is the second. Again, some Johns Hopkins and other wonderful providers. Thirdly, medical, somatic, head to toe. Think about, we just had Mercy Health on campus Tuesday, giving feet and ankle examinations of 80 men, and then wonderful community partners donating shoes and socks and the like. So from toe all the way up to head. We have partnerships with University of Maryland Medical System School of Dentistry. We have ophthalmologists, and then connecting with all the medical health that Baltimore is known for. So somatic, you know, medical, head to toe. What more can we do? Head to toe. And then we also have services for empowerment for a person to move from a place of desperation and homelessness and helplessness to a liability, right, to community by the cost that community bears when someone is in that state, to move from that state to one of self-sustainability. So a man and woman are going to be provided opportunities to improve themselves in the areas of education, from adult basic education to earning Maryland High School diploma, and if choosing to enter into college courses for certificates and degrees, and that happens. Some make their way, if their degree, they may make their way to a local seminary if that is a life choice and a vocational calling that they feel. And also job readiness, job preparation. We have employers. We had 15 employers at a job fair with us a week ago today, actually, on the 20th. Where we had 15 local employers interviewing 65 program members, just exploratory conversations to see if there would be a fit. When our men and women invest in themselves and allow our education workforce development staff and partners and funders invest in them, then a high percentage are gaining career-oriented jobs at life salaries, self-sustaining salaries, and benefits. So it's a great move there. So that's the fourth component. Lastly, is the fifth component, life enrichment, where, as you expressed, in the band and the choir, that's an expression of God's giftedness in the creative arts. So we have the musical arts, the creative arts, the literary arts, the physical expression. We have a running team with community partner Back on My Feet, runners and walkers getting up Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5:30 to gain in their physical health. We have an art room and the like. So those five components make up what we believe central to the whole person and serving the whole person, that they can move from desperation to a place of hope, self-sustainability, and becoming contributing members of society. When they gain the employment, they gain the responsibility to render under Caesar and pay taxes and contribute to our overall economic well-being as a community.
Well, it's interesting, Chris, that what I'm hearing from you, and we're going to go to break here in a minute when we get back, I want to hear about how you're serving women and children. What I'm hearing from you that I don't hear from a lot of the recovery institutions, I'm drawing a mental block on what they're actually called, but what I'm hearing from you is once one walks through that door and they make that commitment to get well and helping up, they are truly invested in their recovery through learning skills, getting help, so on and so forth, but they're just not sitting around. They have a vested interest in making themselves well, and I think that is phenomenal. And as you alluded, it is through the power of faith, science, and community. And when we get back from the break, we will talk about the Center for Women and Children. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. I am with the Director of Philanthropy for the Helping Up Mission, Chris Scher. We will be right back.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning on this, our Truth of Thanksgiving tribute. And joining me right now is Chris Scher, Director of Philanthropy at the Helping Up Mission in Baltimore, established in 1885, celebrating 140 years of continuous service for Greater Baltimore, Mid-Atlantic, and beyond. Chris, we've been talking about the history of Helping Up and what it takes for one to become well in the Helping Up mission facility, which again, I think it's worth to read the mission statement once more: to transform the lives of the and restore hope to those suffering from addiction and poverty by harnessing the power of faith, science, and community. Now, Chris, I'd like to jump to that since 2017, the Helping Up has started serving women on a much broader scale. So in this final segment, if you will, touch on that, and also let's touch on how people can get involved through giving to Helping Up.
Yes, thank you. So again, what more can we do? Had led our mission leadership actually way back to the mid-2000s to the reality that women need help as much as men do. And there just like a lack of programming in Baltimore for men that our introduction there is helping the community. We realize that we can also help. What more can we do? And so it took a while in strategic planning and fundraising and program establishment. We just didn't want to open a door and not have anything ready. We wanted to be ready. But we began serving women in 2017 with some various programs to help establishing our Inspire campaign from 2017 through 2021, when we ultimately raised or were honored to receive $62 million that allowed us to establish for women and children on East Baltimore Street. It's like 300 Fitbit steps to the east of our men's center. So they're not in shared space, but we can share services between the two. And that opened in March of 2022. It's a center for women and children, but we intentionally kept it at women only for the first 12 months. Then we came upon a very dire situation. Jeff, I would just let the audience know without a pop quiz here that the number one cause of death for a pregnant woman in Maryland is fatal overdose. Far and away, the number one cause.
Stop. You need to say that again. That needs to be repeated, because this is the prime example of what in the world is going on in our society again. So please say that again.
Sure, it does deserve a pause for a moment, that the number one cause of death for a pregnant woman in Maryland is fatal overdose, far and away more than other causes. And we found through a partnership that we've had for decades with Johns Hopkins Hospital that they were serving these moms, pregnant and parenting moms, in a recovery program while also providing medical care for the preborns and the newborns and the infants. They just didn't have a partner to provide the wraparound services and radical hospitality that they've known Helping Up Mission to have for men. They come to realize we have a center for women and children. We realize that it is time, and I'm speaking about really fall of 2022, and then beginning to plan for March of 2023 to begin the services for pregnant and parenting moms within our center. So today, November 2025, we serve about 105 women at the center, 20 to 22 of whom are pregnant and parenting moms, and we have about 22 preborn, newborn, and infants with us. So we're serving the whole family. In fact, I want to enter this in, is that I was talking to a guy last week who came to us from outside our community. When we say it's beyond Maryland, because people hear of us and come to us from beyond Maryland for what they come to hear what's happening at Helping Up, and the guy says, well, I'm here and my sister is being served right now at the Center for Women and Children. So we're truly serving individuals He was siblings. We've had husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends between the two. It's just a significant expression and response to that overriding question. You and your listeners have heard it enough. What more can we do? And more than is the statement of we've been asking and answering that question for decades now, that we are more than a shelter. We provide shelter, but we're more than shelter. We provide meals, but we're more than meals.
Right. So, Chris, we're up against the clock.
Yes.
Tell people how they can get involved, either financially, or I heard you mentioning contributing clothing in the waning seconds of the program of this hour. Please tell people how they can get involved in this such well worth organization.
First and foremost, I want to say anybody hearing this that has someone in need that they believe that this might be an answer for someone, call our 24-hour hotline at 410-929-6999. That's 410-929-6999. For every other question an individual may have about contributing and giving and volunteering, go to our website, www.helpingupmission.org. And the information is there. We feel good about a robust website where we provide those answers.
Chris, thank you so much for taking the time on this Thanksgiving Day morning. A very joyous and blessed Thanksgiving to you and your family. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. I am Jeff McDonald.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. A heinous assault, an act of evil, an act of hatred. That's how President Trump is describing yesterday's shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members on the streets of Washington, D.C. The two victims hospitalized in critical condition.
I have directed the Department of War to mobilize an additional 500 troops to help protect our capital city. We will make America totally safe again.
The suspect, also shot and wounded, is identified as an Afghan national. 29-year-old Robinullah Lakhanwal came to the U.S. in 2021. In light of the ambush, the Trump administration will review the status of refugees allowed into the country by the Biden administration.
A memo obtained by the Associated Press says during the Biden years, expediency and quantity were prioritized over detailed screening and vetting. The memo says that warrants a comprehensive review, including the re-interviewing of all refugees admitted from January 20th, 2021 to February 20th, 2025. The memo immediately suspends green card approvals for the nearly 200,000 refugees who came to the U.S. during that period. The move could face legal challenges from advocates of the refugee program. They criticize the move as cruel and wasteful. Mike Hempen, Washington.
President Trump is sending along his best wishes on this national holiday.
On behalf of the First Lady and the entire Trump family, I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year, and our country is doing really well.
And this morning, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will step off in New York City. Millions expected to brave the wind and the cold temperatures to experience it in person. No action today on Wall Street with the market closed for Thanksgiving. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Cybercrime spikes during the holidays, especially around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Falling victim to a scam is the last thing anyone needs. That's why now is the perfect time to protect yourself and your family with Webroot Total Protection. Keep your devices safe, your identity secure, and your privacy locked down. Right now, you can get 75% off Webroot Total Protection at webroot.com/MikeG. That's 75% off, but only for a limited time. Black Friday through Cyber Monday is the busiest shopping time of the year. For hackers and identity thieves, it's basically the Super Bowl. Don't wait around until something goes wrong. Get protected now. With this exclusive discount, Webroot Total Protection is less than $50 for the whole year. That's all-in-one protection. Devices, identity, privacy, even backup for under $50. Peace of mind for $50? Honestly, that might be the best gift you give yourself this year. Go to webroot.com/MikeG for 75% off, but only for a limited time.
Pope Leo has arrived in Turkey, his first stop on a journey that will also take him to Lebanon.
Visits to both of these countries had originally been planned by the late Pope Francis, but the overarching theme is one Pope Leo has certainly focused on, building bridges. First, in Turkey, leaders of different Christian traditions will gather to mark an ancient council that took place there. But the Pope will also visit the Blue Mosque and have interfaith meetings. Then Lebanon, where the Vatican says plans haven't changed following the Israeli airstrikes in Beirut earlier in the week, he'll meet more faith leaders and hear from young people there, giving a boost in particular to the estimated third of the country that's Christian.
The BBC's Alim Makbul. A senior Kremlin official confirms U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, set to visit Moscow next week, efforts to find a consensus on ending the war in Ukraine, gaining momentum. Townhall.com. The Trump administration says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to slash the Medicare prices for 15 prescription drugs after months of negotiations, and that it's expected to produce billions in savings for older adults. At this animal sanctuary, the turkeys are for snuggling and not stuffing.
The Gentle Barn, an animal rescue organization in Tennessee, offers animal-based therapy. People can brush a friendly cow, give scratches and kisses to fluffy white sheep, or cuddle a turkey, says barn founder Ellie Lacks.
The world has started to recognize that dogs, cats, horses have a therapeutic value to them. So at the Gentle Barn, we think, why not turkeys?
Visitor Jordan Galata was snuggling with Smudge, a blind turkey.
You're so snug.
And wishing she could spend Thanksgiving at the barn.
I would much rather be here.
I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s, but with winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, feeling like we're stuck in the 30s. Mostly clear and even colder tonight with lows falling into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome to the third hour of Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, where you can reach us at patriotclubusa.com, patriotclubusa.com. I am sitting in for Sean Casey this morning. This morning we have been talking about the truth of Thanksgiving and giving a tribute to Thanksgiving. We pray for the National Guardsmen and their families who were shot by an illegal Afghan. May their recoveries be fast and complete. It is my pleasure to introduce as my guest, the host of In Defense of Truth that is heard every week, Sunday morning, 6:30 a.m., right here on WCBM. And if you're up and you missed that show, you've missed a lot. And the Moment of Truth, and also senior pastor of Cub Hill Church, Pastor David Lewis. Considering the history of Thanksgiving, I searched and researched, and quite frankly, I only found one church that on this day of Thanksgiving, I found a church that does have a Thanksgiving Day service. Pastor Lewis, good morning and welcome to WCBM.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you, Jeff, and to all your listeners.
Thank you very much. So, per our conversation and the reason for me wanting to have you on this, of all days, our Day of Thanksgiving, which I don't know if you caught the first hour or any of the beginning of the second hour where I went through the true history of Thanksgiving and the fact that our entire nation was built upon Christianity and the opportunity to worship freely. So talk to me this morning about what's happening at Cub Hill Bible Church in Baltimore and the fact that you have continuously had a Thanksgiving Day service.
Yes, our prior pastor, Reverend John Decker, who was the founder of the In Defense of Truth Ministries, which we have continued unbroken since June of 1963, we've been on the air. We have not missed a show. And he instituted the Thanksgiving Day service. He got here in 1963. I'm not sure he instituted it that quickly, but I got here in 1989, and we've been doing it every Thanksgiving Day since then. And you're right. I don't know of any other church in the area. If there is one, please let me know. And it's something that we've always felt needed to be done. And we do it a little earlier at 10 a.m. instead of 11. We know people are cooking today. We know people are watching the ball games today. So we want to get the day started properly by honoring our Almighty God and all that He has done for this nation.
Well, you know, it's amazing that, again, you're the only church that I was able to find. And when we looked back, again, not through textbooks, but through the actual diaries and writings of our founding fathers, I think of the Pilgrims. I think of the Pilgrims governor and historian William Bradford, where he said, and I quote, "We shook off this yoke of anti-Christian bondage, and as the Lord's free people joined themselves by a covenant of the Lord into a church estate in the fellowship of the gospel to walk in all His ways." So that's why they left England. Obviously, first they went to Holland, but then obviously they decided they didn't like wooden shoes and cheese anymore, and they made that faithful journey to the United States of America. The point being is the entire premise behind Thanksgiving is to honor God.
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, D. James Kennedy, who many of your listeners may be familiar with, he's in heaven now, but he did the Truths That Transform ministry from Carl Ridge, Florida for many years. I'd love the quote he gave. He said, "The Pilgrims were not refugees. They were a church relocation project." And they were indeed. They were separatists. They were not wanted in England or Holland. And they followed, of course, the scriptures given by God through the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 6, to come out from among them, to come out from among the apostate church. You know, we're already told to come out from the world, to not have fellowship with that, but also to come out from the false teaching and the false preaching that is going on in God's church. So they were true separatists.
Well, you know, you're 100% correct, because many of the Pilgrims attended the non-state church led by English reformer John Greenwood. Now, we're talking about the mid-1500s. He objected to any monarch at the time, obviously, the Queen Elizabeth, being head of the church, because there could be but one head to the church, and that head was not the Queen, but Christ. So for making making that declaration, he was charged with denying Her Majesty's supremacy and attacking the existing order, and he was executed. Then Parliament, to reinforce its support of this brutal policy, then passed a law requiring that if any of Her Majesty's subjects deny the Queen's supremacy, they shall be committed to prison without bail.
Yeah, this is the problem you ran into with monarchies, in particular, of course, a state church or a national church. The Catholics had similar issues. Popes were very much involved in politics. And, of course, that's not where we are exhorted to go by our Lord. And so when people came up against that, you saw the result of it, the reformers in the 1500s, when they came up against the Church of Rome. You can't fight City Hall, and this is what happened. But, you know, the Lord is pleased with our stand, and there will be many that will be martyred still in the future. So this is what we do as Christians. We follow the truth. We seek it to the very end, and because of it, we are set free, as our Lord told us.
Well, you know, that's such a profound statement, because the reformers, as we know in England, also known as the dissenters, by their study of the Geneva Bible and its commentaries, they experienced in England brutal persecution from the monarch, and you mentioned monarchy earlier, who was and remains to this day the head of the state established Church of England. Now, in the United States, as we talk about Thanksgiving, so many want to say, well, the separation of church and state, the separation of church and state. And I read this earlier in the show, and I think it's relevant to read it again, because we are free to worship, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. There's a reason that's the First Amendment, Pastor Lewis.
Yes, and that's the reason that it is under attack, as well as the Second Amendment.
Yes.
People who do not fear the God of the Bible, they want to get rid of him. And we, of course, are his representatives here on this earth, and they love nothing better, they being the socialists, the communists, the Marxists. They love nothing better than to remove us. And so this is the fight that's on our hands currently.
You know, it's interesting you bring up the Second Amendment, because we hear so much today on the screen, and quite frankly, I have to call it out, on talk radio, on Sirius XM, and podcasts, and quite frankly, many of those who claim to be conservatives, they obsessively talk about our, air quotes, democracy. Well, I said this in the first hour, and what is democracy? Democracy is nothing more than two wolves and a sheep debating on what's for lunch, and we'll know how that end up. However,
amen,
our representative republic is two wolves and a sheep discussing what's for lunch, but the sheep conveniently has a 45, or whatever the firearm of choice is for the sheep, firmly wrapped around the sheep's waist. Hence, it brings upon the Second Amendment, which is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So it's so relevant that you bring that up as well.
Yes, and let us not forget that it is we, the people, who are the actual sovereign, if you will, of our nation. Of course, we bow down to our sovereign God. But the officials are elected to serve us, not the other way around.
Well, I always say they are our representatives. They're not, from my perspective, they're not our officials. They are our representatives, and they serve us. And notwithstanding the fact, if you look up the definition of militia, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you know this, Pastor Lewis, we, the people, are the militia, right?
That's right. That is right.
So it's just amazing how twisted and how diluted and, quite frankly, through lying, people have been so easily manipulated. And I think that that also, you talked about earlier, all of the football games, and I don't know if there's any other, I don't know if the NBA plays today or hockey or whatever, but I find it fascinating that we went from originally giving thanks to God for that first brutal winter and becoming allies with the Indians, which the first Thanksgiving was filled with athletic events. In other words, people participating in athletic events for people now simply having a meal and then for many of them just sitting down and then watching stuff on television.
Right.
Yeah, it's how quickly things have changed. But we're going to go to break, and if we may, Pastor Lewis, when we get back, I'd like to hear more about what's happening at Cub Hill Church. You know, there's a, speaking of being thankful, there's something else that Cub Hill Church, Cub Hill Bible Church does that I don't think many other churches do in the surrounding areas that I also think is profound, and I want to talk about that as well. But if it's okay with you, I'd like for you to touch base on sort of give the framework of what your Thanksgiving Day message is at Cub Hill Bible Church, and we'll talk about that when we get back here on Casey & Company with Jeff McDonald and Pastor David Lewis of Cub Hill Presbyterian Church. We'll be right back.
680 WCBM, Baltimore's news talk station.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Kim Klasick Show.
People did believe at that time there was a risk for collapse. Unfortunately, they didn't have that information. So when they went to go attack the fire in January of 2022, they didn't have the information they needed to make sure that those firefighters did not run inside. How is this not the fault of the city? The fact that there was any judge that dismissed that case, it is infuriating.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on this Thanksgiving morning 2025, and as is our wont, we have been delving into the true history of Thanksgiving. The entire show is built about a tribute to Thanksgiving, and part of Thanksgiving, when you know the history, you know that Thanksgiving is all about thanking God for our one nation under God. And I am blessed to have on the line with me Senior Pastor David Lewis of Cub Hill Bible Church, and we are talking about Thanksgiving, the fact that Cub Hill Bible Church is the only church that I was able to research and find that is having a Thanksgiving Day service. So, Pastor Lewis, if you will, give us a little no pun intended, on Thanksgiving taste of what one might expect if they were able to join you at Cub Hill Bible Church on Harford Road this morning for your Thanksgiving Day service at 10 a.m.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. I'd be glad to. We are at the corner of Harford and Cub Hill Roads. Please come out and join us this morning if you're able. You know, Jeff, in case you've ever wondered if the Lord had his people in the right place at the right time, you really don't have to look very far. His fingerprints are everywhere.
Yes.
You just have to look for them.
Yes.
And Christians know that events in our lives have nothing to do with luck or coincidence. They are everyday examples of God's wonderful providence. And so my message today is entitled, The Providence of God. And in theological terms, that is defined as the continual care which God exercises over the universe which he has created. It includes preservation and government. And the groundwork of his divine providence is made to answer this question. If the almighty creator of the universe, the supreme being of all time and all space, and all that is within it, can number the hairs on every head and know when every bird falls from the sky, is it not possible that he has ruled in the affairs of men, choreographed the very movement of entire nations and peoples, and prepared a land, blessing it mightily for a testimony to his faithfulness and goodness? I submit to you that he has. It is the United States of America, one nation under God.
I second that, because in the first hour, what you just said is really a continuation of the foundation and framework that William Bradford and the 50 or so pilgrims fought so mightily, whatever the word is, I'm tongue-tied, mightily, that first brutal winter, that of that the entire 50, only 6 or 7 of them were able to work because the rest were sick. And then obviously they met Squanto and a couple other Indians, and they allied with them and helped them. So you were spot on. One other thing I'd like to touch. Oh, and by the way, at the corner of Cub Hill and Harford Road, you can't miss Cub Hill Bible Church because of the wonderful sign that they have there that talks about the happenings at Cub Hill Church. So we can't let that go by the wayside. But also, on another note, that is a very profound day in America is September 11. And Pastor Lewis, I would be remiss if I didn't discuss with you this morning that I think that once again, many churches did this when that horrific attack happened 24 years ago. However, I once again, through my research, I think that Cub Hill is probably the only church in the metropolitan area that still has a 9/11 service, correct?
Again, as far as I know, we are, yes. And we do it outside, weather permitting. We want the people in the community to see us with the flags waving. We bring in national speakers, William Federer, Michael Peruka, Vince Everett Ellison. We've had speakers and many people come in attendance. And it just, again, it's honoring our Lord and what he has done for our nation. And you know what? If you don't do this, if it becomes cold and barren, it will die. And then where will we be? It only takes a generation or so to forget who we are. Ronald Reagan said, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Why do you think, in the waning moments of our time together, and again, I want to thank you very much for taking time this morning on Thanksgiving, why do you think churches no longer, and like you said, you guys do it at 10 a.m. It's plenty of time with which to enjoy the festivities of the day. Why do you think in our last couple of minutes, churches don't have services on Thanksgiving anymore? I know they used to.
Well, again, a good question. I don't know that I can give the proper answer.
There's no proper answer. Just speculate.
Well, Yeah, I don't know. They're too busy with themselves, I guess. Not judging anybody. I find myself prefacing a lot of statements with, I'm not judging anyone. But, you know, people are all about the guy in the mirror.
Yes.
And so we're concerned about the guy in the Bible.
Yes. Yes. I just, again, when you think about you're in Baltimore County and you think about the plethora of churches in Baltimore County, from Bible teaching churches such as yours that's smaller but very impactful, to these mega churches, I just find it very sad and disheartening, as you just alluded, freedom is one generation away from being gone, that more churches would not embrace a Thanksgiving Day service. It, to me, again, when you go through the true true history of Thanksgiving, everything about it is we should get on our knees to worship and thank God for His providence and His hand on this one great nation under God.
Amen.
So, Pastor Lewis, it is always a pleasure to speak with you again. I want to thank you for taking the time, if you will, in the waning seconds of this segment. Let people know how they can get a hold of you if you want. Give us some things that are happening at Cub Hill Bible Church. Oh, and real quick, touch on the Good News Club. Real quick.
Real quick, it is part of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And basically what we do is we meet in the public schools one afternoon every week after school. It's an after-school club. The Supreme Court allows us to do that, and we have a Bible study for 90 minutes.
Fantastic. Pastor David Lewis, thank you so much. A very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving to you. Thank you again for taking the time. We'll be right back.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A heinous assault, an act of evil, an act of hatred. That's how President Trump described yesterday's shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members in the streets of Washington, D.C. The two victims hospitalized in critical condition. The suspect, also shot and wounded, is identified as a 29-year-old Afghan national who entered the U.S. in 2021. President Trump taking time to send along his best wishes and those of his family on this national holiday. And later this morning, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will step off in New York City. Millions expected to brave the wind and the cold temperatures to experience the big event in person. No action today on Wall Street with the stock market closed for Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, it's an abbreviated trading day. The market will close at 1 p.m. Eastern. More details, SRN News.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold on this Thanksgiving. Highs in the mid-40s, but with winds gusting in from the west up to 25 miles an hour, making it feel like we're stuck in the 30s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight. Lows will plummet into the upper 20s. Friday's another mostly sunny day, but a blustery one and a very cold one. We're talking high temperatures only in the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
When you're running down a dream, let us keep you informed. Bookmark it, WCBM.com, and the WCBM free mobile app.
This is Scott Jennings. Join me every weeknight at 9 as my mission is to arm you with common sense, crush liberal narratives, and help shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on this, the truth about Thanksgiving and a tribute to Thanksgiving. And I'm going to give you an example right now of the power of talk radio. Michelle, was the lady's name Mary who called? Okay. I want everyone to know that if you live in the Hamilton area of Baltimore, at 10 o'clock this morning, Hamilton Presbyterian Church, like Cub Hill Bible Church, will be having a service. That's Hamilton Presbyterian Church in Hamilton. Their service is at 10 o'clock. So, the entire premise, again, is the fact that the Pilgrims shook off the yoke of Antichrist bondage, and as the Lord's free people joined themselves by a covenant of the Lord into a church estate in the fellowship of the gospel to walk in all his ways. And from my perspective, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving started at Calvary. Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day. Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross of wood. This the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us, took the blame, bore the wrath. We stand forgiven at the cross. Oh, to see the pain written on your face, bearing the awesome weight of sin. Every bitter thought, every evil deed, crowning your blood-stained brow. Now the daylight flees, now the ground beneath quakes, as its maker bows his head. Curtain torn in two, dead or raised to life, finished the victory cry. Oh, to see my name written in the wounds. For through your suffering, I am free. Death is crushed to death. Life is mine to live. Won through your selfless love. This, the power of the cross, Son of God, slain for us. What a love. What a cross. What a cost. We stand forgiven at the cross. Ladies and gentlemen, turn up your radios. This is the power of the cross.
Nailed to a cross of
Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot profess the importance enough of the power of the cross. Let's go to Stephen in White Marsh to discuss churches being open. Stephen, good morning. Welcome to WCBM, and thank you very much for calling on this Thanksgiving morning as we on Casey and Company celebrate the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my pleasure. I just wanted to call, and it depends on your preference. However, the Catholic churches are open today. Actually, my daughter, I just dropped her off at the Fullerton, St. Joseph Fullerton, and there's quite a few up here that are open now. This is earlier Mass now, I believe. That started at 8:30, and then there's a few like at 7:30, so I'm not sure if they're offering like the later ones. However, they are open, so there are quite a few in the area. So I just wanted to share that, and it just depends on your preference. But the Catholic churches are typically open every day, and they are open today.
So no,
with everyone.
You know, Stephen, you're making a very good point that you referenced that the Catholic churches are open every day. I remember when I was younger, now I can't speak to this now, but every house of worship had an open door every single day, all day.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the case anymore, but I truly appreciate you bringing that up. And while I have you on the air, how long have you been listening this morning?
Actually just jumped on to catch, you talking about this morning?
Yes, just this morning.
Oh, yeah, I just jumped on probably about half hour ago. I'm getting ready to work. I work from home, but yeah, heard your show. I've heard a gentleman earlier from Cub Hill. He's
yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Great guy.
Yes.
I listened to his program, and, you know, I thank you for, giving your time today,
No, you're very welcome, because I find it a privilege to be able to sit in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company on the holidays, because I will tell you, especially on the holidays, I think that we need to hear a voice. We don't need to hear recorded programs, because we're all at a different place in our lives, and I just, it hurts me deeply Stephen, that we've so lost our ways when it comes to our holidays, whether it be Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, Hanukkah, whatever the holiday. The letters H-O-L-I are in the word for a reason, and I just think that we need collectively, as we the people, to get back to what we have, which is a one nation under God. And quite frankly, earlier on, Stephen, I read the true meaning of Thanksgiving from a plethora of resources, much of which was William Bradford's diary. And I think you'll agree that we must spread the word of what our holidays truly mean.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, to bring back those morals and values that are missing.
You know? Oh, my golly. That's a great point, because John Adams said, our Constitution will only work for a virtuous, moral, and religious people. That's a great reminder, Steve. And again, I truly appreciate it. And if you will, once again, let us know where did you say you dropped your daughter off, and where the services?
Now she's at that's St. Joseph Fullerton.
Okay, so it's in Fullerton. All right. So thus far, we've heard obviously from Cub Hill Bible Church. We've heard from Hamilton Presbyterian, and then St. Joseph's in Fullerton. So I'm so thankful that you called. I hope you and your family have a joyous and blessed Thanksgiving. Anything you want to say before we part for this morning?
Oh, no, you as well, sir. I appreciate you. And yes, there. And again, there's others. If you go in a directory, if they just Google Catholic churches in the area or any other churches, but I think it's mostly the Catholic churches that are open. So there is quite a few more around here, to name a few. St. Ursula, and then there's St. Michael's in Kingsville, and then the Cathedral, Our Lady Queen of Peace, they stay open all the time.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Steve, and have a joyous and blessed Thanksgiving with your family.
You're very welcome, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, so the calls are coming in. This is just so wonderful that I decided to do the segment on whether churches were open or not, and we have another call. Okay, so Ann could not hang. However, all right, so Ann could not hang, but this is another church that's having a service today, Christ the King Church on Hart Road. That's off of Providence Road in the Hampton area, off of 695 in Providence, on Hart Road at 10 o'clock this morning, are having a service. And then after their service, they're having a potluck, I guess, lunch. Yeah, so I I stand corrected. Yeah. One way to get people involved is to speak something that, through my research, I didn't think there were many, but now we have four. So we have it. Well, all the Catholic churches are open, as they're always open. We have, obviously, Cub Hill Bible Church. We have Hamilton Presbyterian Church, and we have Christ the King on Providence Road in the Hampton area. So that's fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to close, the Casey and Company Truth About Thanksgiving and the True History of Thanksgiving, I truly hope that you are able to communicate this to your loved ones, because I just think that anymore we have so lost our way regarding what Thanksgiving truly means. And I say this, and I'll say it again, and I mean no disrespect, but again, it's not about having blow up figures on your front lawn or getting up at 3 a.m. to go shopping. And here we go again. We've got another caller. Let's go to Jay in Eldersburg. Jay, what's happening in Eldersburg regarding another service this morning?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, is having their Thanksgiving service at 10 this morning.
So it's St. Paul Lutheran Church in, did you say Catonsville?
Catonsville, yes, sir.
Catonsville.
And that's a Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, by the way.
Say that again?
That is a Missouri Synod Lutheran Church.
Interesting. Okay. Well, so that's...
Yeah, there's
go ahead.
Different Lutheran churches, definitely Missouri Synod.
Interesting. Okay, so it's St. Paul Lutheran Church in... Now, is that in the town of Catonsville?
It's over on Old Frederick Road.
Okay, all right, so that's close to Catonsville. So it's Old Frederick Road, St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for your kind words, Jay. Anything else you'd like to say before you go and enjoy a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family?
Well, that's what I'm doing now, and I'm thanking God for the unmerited blessings.
Amen.
That we have.
Well, very well said, Jay. Thank you very much for listening to Casey and Company this morning, and thank you very much for taking the time to call.
Yes, sir. God bless and happy Thanksgiving.
A very joyous and blessed Thanksgiving to you as well. Ginny in Middle River, what are we thankful for today?
Hey, Jeff. We should all be thankful for everyone sitting at our table and the loved ones that are missed and not at our Thanksgiving table. We should all give thanks. And then I also wanted to add one thing about, I've been listening since early morning, about the pilgrims coming. Because in that diary, I don't know if I missed the first half an hour, where you talked about socialism, and the reason why the mayor or the governor had to dress people was because there were so many people that were injured and hurt. They couldn't take care of themselves. So they went in and out of socialism. And they had, a couple really hard workers and then people that were sick that they were trying to help. But then there were those that weren't quite totally sick and could do something. So they kind of oscillated in and out of socialism. That's what I read about with the early pilgrims, too.
Well, so you're spot on that very first winter. Of the 50 or so that survived, only 7 were able to work. But what they did find is because their sponsors and their backers required originally that everyone be given the same within a communal type atmosphere, and John William Bradford soon found out, as you alluded, that that it clearly did not work then. It's never clearly worked since then. Oh, the only thing that's worked is it's killed millions and millions of hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century. But you're spot on. They tried that, and then that after that, that second year, William Bradford is the governor of Plymouth, divvied up, and they were given a parcel of land with which to do whatever they wanted with. And if you didn't do anything, you didn't eat. So that's a very good point. I.e., capitalism flourished in the New World.
Yeah. And then let me just add about those poor National Guard guys, because I go down to D.C. before the National Guard, and I've gone after, and I walked through Union Station, and I thank every National Guard member for being there, because I do feel a lot safer at Union Station with the National Guard there. I do feel better when I have to walk to my office down in D.C. The streets are cleaner. The homeless are gone. I know the National Guard, just by being there, makes me feel so much better. So my heart really, really cries for those two young men. from West Virginia.
Well, thank you very much, and I agree with you. We paid honor to them all morning. And Ginny, I hope you have a very blessed and joyous Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for taking the time to call this morning. Again, enjoy the day. Let's go to break. I'm a little late on the break. We'll go to break. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company and our Thanksgiving Day tribute. We'll be right back.
WCBM Baltimore.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Fox 45 News. From policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. And Michelle, can you come on? Can you come on live real quick? Because I want to. Oh, by the way, at 9:07 this morning, Pat McDonough, right here on WCBM, will be conducting his service, and his church is known as the Church of What's Happening Now. So stay tuned for that. But this is. This has started momentum because we're getting calls of people who do not want to go on the air. But Michelle, I want to go through the list because I want to thank everybody for calling. This is fantastic. This exceeds my expectations. So thus far, we have obviously Cub Hill Bible Church in Cub Hill, Maryland on Harford Road. We have St. Paul Lutheran in Catonsville. We have Hamilton Presbyterian Church in Hamilton. We also have Christ the King in Hampton off of Providence Road. And Michelle, who else?
We have St. Thomas in Carrollton Ridge, and there's a service, and then afterwards it sounds like there's a lunch, dinner, potluck.
Very good. Well, so think about this. I started the top of this hour upon my research, not knowing if there were. I forgot about St. Joseph's in Fullerton. And according to the caller whose name escapes me that called in, that all of the Catholic churches obviously are open today. But it is wonderful to hear that there are so many churches within my listening voice who are having Thanksgiving Day services, because as we've done over the last 3 hours, the entire premise of the show was the truth behind Thanksgiving. And again, it's not about blow up figures on our front lawn. It's not about trying to find the best deal. From my perspective, it's about faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. I cannot express to everyone enough how pleased I am to hear again the number of churches that are having services. If your schedule permits, get out and enjoy one of the services, because again, the entire purpose of Thanksgiving is to give thanks to God. Because as William Bradford said, insomuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squashes, and garden vegetables, and has made the forest to abound with game and the sea with fish and clams, and as much as he has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. That was Governor William Bradford's Thanksgiving Proclamation, November 29, 1623. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all very much for listening today. I truly hope you enjoyed the show. Our guest, Chris Schar from the Helping Up Mission, and Cub Hill Bible Church Senior Pastor David Lewis, as well as the truth about Thanksgiving and the information we shared. It is my hope that you have been enlightened. Thank you very much to Michelle, who always does a fantastic job producing, and to WCBM for the opportunity. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks again, and never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion is tyranny. Is obedience to God. Embrace the greatness of American exceptionalism. See you all tomorrow morning. It's bright and early. It's 6 a.m. God bless you. This is Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey.
This is the right choice for Maryland.